It's been a great week so far for women in sport. Yesterday, Ash Barty was crowned WTA Finals champion, winning the biggest prize in tennis history. And today we hear about this landmark deal set to be announced by the Football Federation of Australia. It'll see our national women's team, the Matildas, earn the same as the men. The deal will also give them an equal share of commercial revenue with the Socceroos. It's understood the in-principle deal needs to be ratified, and the Matildas captain, Sam Kerr, told Channel 7 it's a big, big step forward.
Yeah, obviously it's a welcomed investment into women's football and we're really excited about it. But like you said, it hasn't been announced or finalised, so hopefully we can get the deal over the edge.
Joey Peters is a former Matildas vice-captain and she joins me now. Joey, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been calling for more investment in women's soccer for years. What do you make of this deal and this, well, it's, you know, not officially announced yet, but this idea of this equity in pay?
Oh, it's a wonderful day, not only for myself who's had, such a life investment into the sport, but, you know, for every Australian, this really, this sense of equality is something that is needed in our society all over the world, but particularly for Australia. The benefits that we see from just this statement of saying, you know, the men or the women being paid the same as the men, it means that, we are valuing everyone in society, which is fantastic for not only, like I said, ourselves and our generation, but for those coming through, it's going to be, something that can seem, oh, it's just sport, it's just, it doesn't mean much. Well, actually it does, and it's not just about sport, it's about society, which excites me so much.
How far have we come compared to when you were a Matilda?
Well, look, I mean, I can talk about there were players before me that had to pay to play for Australia. I mean, they're the ones that we need to thank as well. But for myself, I was probably it was 10 years ago that I retired, and 13 years previously that I had a career in the game. And my first check was in the year 99. We got funding for the Olympics, 2000 Olympics. We got a check for $166 for the month, and I was like, this was the best thing ever. And now to think that I was getting excited about, getting $40 a week to play for my country and to give my life to it, it's probably a little bit sad to think that that was exciting. But I think we've learnt, one thing that's been positive about women and women in sport is you play for the love of it, you're grateful for everything you get. And so when, there is landmarks like today, you can celebrate and you can see how far we've come, and it is, like I said, it's so important, not just for us as sportswomen, but for our families, for the community, to see everyone being celebrated, to be able to reach their potential and pursue their passions is so incredibly important. So, for myself, I went from cleaning toilets and standing in the Centrelink line just to be able to go away with the Matildas and give my life to the game. So now to know that, the women are going to be paid, and it is it's not a pretty career. I mean, people think of the limelight with Olympics and World Cups, and that's fantastic, but you have a very short career. Like I said, I've been retired now for 10 years. I've got a broken body. I've got not much to show for it. So for these women now and the younger generations to come through and have something to at least be a viable career option for them, this is what it means. It just means so much to everyone involved.
What does that mean for the broader game and to individual players and for the career path it's going to create for young girls considering, wanting to be a famous soccer star?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that it keeps players in the game longer. I've been harping on a long time that, we need to protect the kids. At the moment, because there's no money, we've seen a lot of good female athletes drop out of the sport way too young because they haven't been able to have a family or a career or they've had to be able to balance both. But now, we're going to be able to see athletes really peaking and reaching their potential. Someone like Sam Kerr, you know, she is the one of the world's best players in our backyard now, and we're going to see so many more players like her, hopefully, to have the support and to have that value of knowing, yes, I can do this. It means, you know, just as much to us as women as to the rest of society that we're going to be celebrated, and they're going to be able to then go on to hopefully be world champions, but also you know, learn so much more that sport gives us in life. I mean, it's not just about the trophies; it's about, you know, that they can experience so much through sport, whereas before, you know, you perhaps couldn't do it because you couldn't afford to, or you had to, you know, pretty much choose either family or career or sport. Hopefully now this opens a lot more doors for women and young girls to aspire to do everything in life.
Joey, thanks so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Former Matildas vice-captain Joey Peters. She played 110 games for Australia, including 3 World Cups. And, wow, when she describes her life, you know, how little she was paid, you know, being in Centrelink lines and saying, you know, her body's broken and doesn't have much to show for it. It is an incredible moment, I think, for women's football in this country. 0418 226 576 is our text line.